the 1450 WHTC and WHTC.com newsroom, here's what's happening.
Good afternoon. I'm Gary Stevens. This news is brought to you by Marisilia Insurance. Lakeshore may be lulled into a false sense of sunshine security with what has gone on this morning, but the forecasters are still sticking to their predictions of scattered thunderstorms through Sunday. A look at Holland's hometown for forecast from WHTC.com follows this news. Discretion is the better part of valor, and the Holland City Council took that saying to heart last night. Community Development Director Joel Dye spoke for staffers in recommending increases in annual administrative and inspection fees for rental units in the Tulip City from the current $75 for the first unit to $115, with subsequent hikes for multiple units, in order to generate enough income to restore full funding for the required program under the city charter.
Welcome new neighbors, reward current residents, encourage investment, protect investment, and promote the city.
Landlord David Vanderslice was appalled by what he heard.
These are some of the most discriminatory statements I have ever heard coming from a neighborhood improvement committee that we do not want rental units anymore. There are 3,000 approximately renters in the city of Holland that just got slammed tonight.
Councilman Todd Whiteman echoed his colleague's sentiments in tabling the motion.
I want to, take a measure of caution and make sure that we're approaching this well. I have a lot of those same questions about funding and how we've gone this long and sustained it. I understand there's more units now that have gone into the rental category. But it just seems to me that there's still a lot of unanswered questions that might benefit us in the long run to maybe take an extra week or two to consider this before we take action.
The matter will be on next Wednesday's work-study session agenda, with it possibly coming off of the table in a couple of weeks. Initial enrollment numbers were down in most Lakeshore Public School districts based on yesterday's mandated statewide student count. West Ottawa slid by 128 pupils from last year to 7,272, while Holland declined by 118 to 3,953. Zeeland, Hamilton, and Fenville also reported declines. Saugatuck was up by 22 to 884, while both Black River and Eagle Crest charters had more students. Work is now underway by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to remove a sand dune at Holland State Park because it may cause the seawall along the channel to collapse. The 30-foot-high dune has grown over the past 50 years by blowing sand from the beach and weighs over 2,400 tons. While the Corps had known about the potential problem for a decade, federal funding to fix it finally became available this year. Some may feel that stores that put up Christmas decorations and sell holiday items may be jumping the gun, but one Yuletide tradition that is underway really shouldn't offend anybody.
The American Red Cross has launched its annual Holiday Mail for Heroes program. The West Michigan Division's Kelly Hudson says that Holiday Mail for Heroes gives everyone a chance to help brighten things up for troops serving overseas.
Basically what it is people can write holiday cards, send personal messages to our troops serving overseas, our veterans here at home. It's just a great way to thank them for their service and extend holiday wishes their way during the holiday season.
Anyone and everyone can send those cards to a P.O. box in Maryland, and the Red Cross will make sure they get to soldiers. Hudson says you really don't want to include anything other than the cards, and also mentions that glitter can pose a problem. You can find out more about the program and get the address to send the holiday cards to at redcross.org. Diane Costin, WHTC News.
The biggest weekend of the year in Zeeland is underway. Some activities were held earlier, but the 29th annual Pumpkin Fest begins in earnest today with a variety of children's events during the day and a community band concert on the lawn of the town's post office this evening. Carla Flanders, one of the festival's organizers, says that the theme of spotlighting Zeeland's downtown and business district this year is Pumpkin Fest Hits the Road.
We're exploring our great country, and Pumpkin Fest is taking us on a journey throughout the United States. So a lot of the themes will represent maybe different states or, you know, taking a road trip and what's involved in all of those different things. So a lot of the floats will reflect this theme as well as the decorations that are in downtown Zeeland.
The climax of the festival on Saturday is the afternoon parade and evening dinner and entertainment tent. The Saugatuck City Council holds a special meeting this afternoon to vote on a proposed agreement to repair a portion of South Maple Street that was damaged by storms earlier this year. About 500 feet of roadway between the Blue Star Highway and Bridge Street must be replaced, along with storm sewers and water mains in that area. Saugatuck Township will work with the city in sharing the costs of the project. Hope College's homecoming activities begin tomorrow, but the community is invited to attend a free concert by the school Symphonette at 8 p.m. this evening in Dimnit Chapel. The highlights of the weekend include the formal inauguration of new president John Knapp tomorrow afternoon, also in Dimnit Chapel, and the football game between the Flying Dutchman and Adrian at Ray and Sue Smith Stadium on Saturday. It's one thing that farmers could do to save money and produce better crops while keeping environmental activists happy, but only 2% of them do it.
Michigan is somewhat of a superstar when it comes to cover crops. A pair of new reports from the National Wildlife Federation point to programs in the state that encourage producers to think about cover crops for in-between seasons for the good of farmers' bottom lines and water quality. Report author Laura Bryant says Michigan programs have added thousands of acres of cover crops over the last several years.
Our report highlights the Michigan Agricultural Environmental Assurance Program and the Great Lakes Cover Crop Initiative. Those are two great resources for Michigan farmers who are looking to keep their nutrients on the field and out of streams.
Cover crops can be a variety of plants, such as clover, oats, radishes, and rye. Choices depend on seed availability and cash crop rotation, as well as climate and management requirements. I'm Deborah Smith.
We'll have more agricultural news with WHTC Farm Director Rick Shields later this half hour. The frustration level in Washington is growing in proportion to the deepening of the federal government shutdown. For Bill Heisinger, he and his House colleagues feel as if they are back to where they had started in the budget process with the Senate.
We had tried to pass individual spending bills previously, and we, in fact, passed four of them in the House. The Senate had decided that that was not what they were going to do. We tried doing the whole big chunk all at one time, and that wasn't working, so now we're back to trying to take this piece by piece.
The second-term Republican from Zeeland sees the Democratic majority in the Senate, along with the president, starting to take some imperial airs in what he sees as their attitude of being above the law, especially when it comes to the Affordable Care Act.
I'm not trying to make this too dramatic, but this is so problematic for us because that's the foundation of what this country is about, equal application of the law. And we're not having it here, and yet they don't even want to face that.
With perceptions such as this, there appears to be no end to the government shutdown in sight. Goals by Mikhail Samuelson and Pavel Datsyuk, 36 seconds apart in the game's 13th minute, were enough for the Red Wings to win their season opener last night, a 2-1 decision over visiting Buffalo at Joe Louis Arena. Jimmy Howard turned aside 20 Sabres shots in the Wings' net.
There's still a lot of areas that we can work on, and it's just nice to get your first game under your belt and first win as well.
Detroit faces the Carolina Hurricanes in Raleigh tomorrow evening. The football weekend on 1450 WHTC begins tonight at Cleveland, where former Michigan State star Brian Hoyer and the Browns host Buffalo in NFL action that starts at 8 p.m.
It's a defense that they're not very simple. There's some complication to them, so you got to try to figure it out quickly. And our coach has done a good job of breaking it down to us and set up a game plan that's manageable on a short week.
Tomorrow evening, high school competition on Holland's hometown station has Holland and Hamilton at 6:40 p.m., followed by the Tigers baseball playoff game in Oakland. On Sunday, the Lions visit Green Bay at 12 noon, and the Houston and San Francisco NFL contest is at 7:30 p.m. On our FM station, 92.7 The Band and 92.7TheBand.com, Sagar Takai travels to Martin on Friday night at 6:40 p.m. and Hope entertains Adrian on Saturday afternoon at 1:40 p.m. Holland's hometown forecast from WHTC.com calls for scattered thunderstorms this afternoon with a high of 77. More scattered thunderstorms tonight, low 63. Forecast stays the same. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high 81. And thunderstorms and scattered thunderstorms will be with us through the weekend. This afternoon high of 76 on Saturday. It'll chill down to 62 on Sunday. This news has been brought to you by Marsilia Insurance. Check them out online at yourhometownagency.com. I'm Gary Stevens for 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station.